Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3431. During this holiday weekend, if you have the time to spend with friends and family who are as into Star Wars as you are, you might want to try a bit of a conversational gambit like the one we're going to share today from Star Wars Conversation Cards. Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So I want to hear your answers to this one. If you're catching this on YouTube, comments are right there. If you're catching an audio version, please head over to the blog post at sw7x7.com for this show's episode and leave a comment and let me know the answer to this question for you. If you could have just one Force ability in real life, which one would you pick and why? This is coming from Star Wars Conversation Cards, the very fun set from Kelly Knox and Insight Editions. We did a piece on this, last month, and we also had a conversation with Kelly Knox earlier in the year about it. The set also comes with this fun little book that expounds on the questions in the conversation cards kit for the one we're talking about today. It says, Jedi Knights use incredible Force abilities such as the Jedi Mind Touch, which plants strong suggestions in another mind. Many Jedi have heightened reflexes and senses, and they can use telekinesis to push or move objects. Some have visions of the future, and others can see the history of an item they touch. Now, all of that is true. However, it is only focused on the Jedi, and there are some Force abilities that the Jedi would perhaps describe as unnatural, to quote a certain Dark Lord of the Sith. For me, I kind of went back and forth on this one. I thought about telekinesis as an option, but I fear that I would become very slothful as a result. One of the Force powers that doesn't get mentioned in there, and there's only so much room we can talk about and so many Force powers out there, but being able to commune with animals, especially considering that, you know, I have 2 cats and a deaf dog, you know, be able to communicate with them at a, you know, more involved level in some fashion, I think would be kind of fascinating. Ultimately, what I decided on is heightened reflexes, because I feel like that is possibly one of the most useful things for real life, whether you're driving and you need to make some sort of, you know, last minute maneuver to keep yourself or other drivers safe on the road. If you're playing any kind of sport, then certainly heightened reflexes would definitely be of use to you. And it's almost like having premonitions after a fashion, right? Like when Qui-Gon is talking to Shmi about how Anakin is able to react in pod racing, and it seems like he's able to make a move before there's even a necessity to make a move while he's racing. So yeah, for me, it would be heightened reflexes. And then as a close second, it would be communing with people like our senior producer here, Indy, who, if you're catching the YouTube version, I'm holding him up on camera because he is in the studio right now, in case you're listening to the audio version and wondering what the heck is going on. So that's my answer. And again, I want to hear what yours is. So if you are catching this on YouTube, use the comments right there. And if you are listening to an audio version, head over to the blog post for the show's episode at sw7x7.com and drop a comment there. I would love to hear from you. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.